Hello and welcome to Dungeon Stories episode 31. Here at the top of the show, we would like to take a moment to shout out Sword Coast Soundscapes. Right now we are listening to the ambiance of Waterdeep in Autumn.
Woo!
Yeah. Amazing. It feels like we're there, I would say. We would also like to shout out Nerdist Woodworking for making amazing, beautiful, professional, handcrafted wooden gaming accessories.
Always.
Dice trays, deck boxes, flawless. Everything is amazing. We would like to thank D&D Beyond for making us like the peak efficiency that we can be.
Yeah.
If we were still using pencil and paper,
We're kind of a mess now, but we would definitely be more of a mess if we could have used D&D Beyond.
Exactly.
No joke, my dumb ass could not handle the math without D&D Beyond.
Every time someone was like, I would like to cast Sending, there would be like 30 minutes of flipping through a book to find it.
Yeah, I could not be a cleric if I didn't have D&D Beyond because it's so hard to do prepared spells.
Spells are difficult.
So thank you for that.
Difficult.
Also, because we're extra as fuck, we love Hero Forge. Have all
ordered
made,
minis.
Yes.
And we painted them. All of us have a Hero Forge mini.
So our
they're all super cute.
Thanks.
They're amazing.
Thanks to Hero Forge, our party looks professional. It's like every time I look at the battle map, they're not little plastic figurines. It's real little people down there.
Yeah, a little bit
like an inch tall people.
Mm-hmm. Hero Forge makes me
while I was like crying and shooting.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But yeah, so those are our friends of the show who we like to shout out. So thank you to all of them. And with that, I am Norin, your Dungeon Master.
I'm Eva. I play Lyle, a human ranger.
My name is Courtney, and I play a wood elf circle with shepherd druid named Ave.
My name is Jake. I play Libby, also known as Dimitri Wren, a life domain human cleric.
My name is Courtney. I'm playing Elena, the Eladrin fighter druid. That's it. That's all I got.
I'm Bailey. I play Daedrin, the Triton tempest cleric.
All right. And with that, to recap last episode, the party and Sif
a lot happened last episode.
Where do we even begin?
Let's go back a little bit further than the party and Sif. Let's talk about just Abe and Libby speaking to the Goliath who they had slain. Abe learned why this Wallandaji had gone rogue and left the service of Kuwinda. This incident led Ave to question her own faith because a very similar thing had occurred in her own life, leading her to question her devotion to Kuwinda. With tensions in the group running high from that and from Lyle and Elena deciding to inform Libby of Diana's turn to the undead, the party returned to Konungerstad, received the family of slaves whom they had agreed to be put into their possession. They had set them free, and that family agreed to join them as employees of the Dancing Dragon Tavern back in Dornak Firth, as well as a very
fabulous,
that is a great word to describe him, a very fabulous chef, a purple tiefling named Zafon, joined their entourage. So, with Zafon and the family and Sif in tow, you are in Konungerstad, in the main kind of market area. What are you doing?
Well, I think Sif is going to take us to the Verd Blade, because we got our diamonds. And a chef, for some reason. I don't think we have anything else to do.
I'll, like, turn Zafon?
Zafon.
Zafon. We're not going to be leaving until tomorrow morning, right? We're not going to be leaving until tomorrow morning, so if you want to pack your things, we can be back here in the morning.
Of course, that sounds like a great idea. I will go and ready my possessions, and tomorrow morning I will see you back here.
Okay, 9 a.m.
Alright, I will be here. You can count on me. Thank you once again for this opportunity. I cannot wait to meet this king that you speak of. I've never had friends in such high places before.
Lyle's a king.
A king? As he turns, the jewels on his horns kind of like jingle as he turns his head toward you. A king of what?
His Kingali.
His eyes go wide. What are you doing here?
Well, you see, there was this coup.
He's
on
vacation.
Let me just give you my whole life story right here. But I'm gonna go take the throne back. I'm the rightful king.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such storied pasts you almost have.
You could say that.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm not sure if I fit the bill of as being as interesting as you are.
Oh, you seem very interesting.
Yeah, I would love to hear your story, actually.
Well, maybe on the journey tomorrow, I assume I'll have ample time to explain it to you on this journey.
Well, let's go with that.
Yeah. All right. See you tomorrow. Bye.
What time? Where?
9 a.m. here.
Okay, 9 a.m. here. See you then.
Bye. He looks kind of confused as you all leave him, but he goes back to attempting to sell his Drake salads.
So we're going to make the armor now? Is that what we're doing?
We'll have to introduce him to chicken.
Does he know how to cook chicken? I don't know.
He'll learn.
So this is what we sell here.
Sif will say, so, the Verdant Blade next.
Yes, please.
Yes. All right.
Armor. Also, everyone, and Libby's going to hold up his hand, and the Shadow Dagger is going to appear in it, and he's going to flip it in his fingers.
Guess what we put to keep, and I'm going to bash it.
Do you have the bow still, too?
Well, yeah, we're going to left it, aren't we?
I don't know. I was
set it down in the forest. That's good.
I was just clarifying.
Yes, I do still have the bow.
And no take backs. We left the castle.
Yikes.
She comes running after you. Wait!
There's something! Teleport now.
We have to leave him.
Like, it's like
not
9
again.
In the morning.
The guards are like, don't I recognize you? Stop or pay a fine.
$200?
Yes, I do still have the bow.
Okay. Well, Sif will lead you through the... Sorry, I just saw the photo of Molly Mock that was sent in the Discord.
R.I.P.
Oh, spoilers. Sif will lead you through the neutral area of Konungerstad. And you come to a district that has... banners bearing a room that looks like a T with kind of like diagonal cross portions with like dragonoid claws kind of coming out of the edge of the T. And she says, this is the district of the Fygir, and in this district is located the forge of the Verdant Blade. And as you approach, you see two dragonborn.
I'm just really excited to be here, guys.
One of them with silver scales, and the other with a deep kind of like black, almost purple scales. They kind of stand there, and as you approach, they say, "What brings you to the Fygir district?" And Sif will kind of step forward and say, she'll hold up a pendant, which is bearing a symbol that's kind of like a cross, that has like kind of almost like a the pound symbol, but like with another one kind of superimposed over the top of it, kind of in like diagonals.
Hashtag.
Kind of. She'll hold up a pendant. And she says, "We're here for the Verdant Blade. And the guards here at the entrance to the Fygear district will nod their heads and allow you to pass in. And here in the Fygear district, you notice weapons on almost everyone you pass by. Nearly everyone in this district is armed with massive swords. You see people kind of like drinking and like knocking tankards together in the streets. It seems like a very different vibe than the rest of the city that you've seen before. It seems to be very like rough and tumble here. You see people kind of getting
Elena's like hell yeah.
Yeah, like it just has like a vibe of of almost aggression. And as you are led through, you come to this lodge that is about like three stories tall, kind of, instead of looking like a uniform building three stories tall, it looks like three buildings kind of stacked on top of one another. And then kind of like attached by like a small like passage on the lowermost level, you see it kind of connects into this larger building with like six different chimneys rising out of the top of it, with multiple like colors of smoke coming out of each of them. So one of them has like purple smoke rising out of it. The other is like a deep blue, almost like the smoke bombs that you light on the 4th of July that just spew that colored smoke. Like that thick, like artificially colored smoke is like pouring out in a different color out of each of these six chimneys.
Doesn't look up to code.
And Sif will gesture at the lodge, and she will say, "Welcome to the Guild Hall of the Verdant Blade."
I love it.
Please follow me inside. And she will walk up and push open the double doors into this large, looks almost, think like the Great Hall from Harry Potter, but like shrunk down to fit in someone's like living room. And with like everyone is like really ripped and really drunk.
Oh my god.
This is amazing.
You see dragonborn, dwarves, Goliath, human, all of them are kind of sitting around this long table kind of in the center. Each of them has a tankard in hand. They're tossing the brews back, pouring from kegs, and as you walk in,
I go straight for one.
There's kind of like a resounding like, "Hey, Sif! You've returned!" And Sif says, "Oh, yes, yes, quiet down, quiet down. I'd like to introduce you to my friends. These are the Revengers." She says, "This is Lyle, Ave, Libby, Elena, Daedrin, and these are our newest friends, 16, 43, and 45, I believe is what you said." And
possibly.
No. You guys made fun of his name, not saying it.
Varric.
Sorry.
Yeah,
we have the chef guy
with us.
No,
he left.
Yeah, Zephon is, he's still
sorry.
There for the rest of the day. And they will say, there's kind of like this, like, "Welcome, welcome!" As everyone is like very encouraging and happy to have you join them.
Oh, how was the Drake salads?
Oh, they were good.
They were good, so I hope he's good.
Yeah, so
they
were worth the eight
silver.
So the meat that you had, like the Drake meat, it took a little while to kind of get accustomed to it, like a bite or two for you to get used to it, because it's very tough. And you may have been expecting something a little more tender, like a steak or something like that, but it's a little tough. It's something you had to like kind of bite and tear a little bit, but when you tore it, there was kind of this rush of flavor, the seasoning and the sauce, and just like the meat itself. As these drakes, you could almost tell like what color drake you were eating from. Like, those of you who may have been eating from like a red drake, it tasted almost like these had been like smoked, like in a smoker cooker over time, and had this very like aromatic, like smoky, like barbecue taste to them. that paired extremely well with the sauces that he had laid out for you. The greens were like peak freshness, so the leaves were had the perfect amount of crisp. It was a phenomenal meal.
Gave mine to 16.
He happily ate both of them. Yeah, he's like very stuffed.
Missed
I can tell he's walking around kind of with his hands like on his stomach. Just like walking around, like that Breath of the Wild little like pat.
Patting his stomach, he's like, that's so good.
But yeah, so those were extremely good. And as you guys are kind of being invited to join at this long table here, a door kind of opens up, and you see a blue dragonborn in like ornate gold armor walk out. This is like full plate armor. His pauldrons are like World of Warcraft style, like too big to be like feasibly realistic to keep on your shoulders, with these large, almost like shapes of dragon wings kind of coming off behind his head. He has a sword kind of like hooked on his belt that has this like kind of curved blade that seems to grow wider as it comes out, and in the crossblade is this like spinning disc that is kind of like flashing between different like kinds of energy. He has a long blue tail that kind of slides up behind him, and his face is very angular with these, like, horns, like these spikes kind of jutting out of his skull. An undertone of white kind of across his mouth, to his scales, kind of giving the impression of age. And he has a number of scars kind of across his scales. And he will say,
Sif, I see you've returned much faster than I anticipated. Have you... Did everything go as expected in your hunt for the Dire Tree?
And Sif will say,
Oh, yes. With the help of my friends here, I was able to slay not only the Dire Troll, but a Remoraz and two dragons. It was more successful than I could have ever anticipated it being. And the blue dragonborn who walked out will kind of like, his eyes will like widen, and then his face will kind of turn from surprise that was there for like a split second into like a satisfied smirk. And he will say, well, it seems like you have come with quite a haul. Again, you honor us with your presence in this guild, Sif. And he will kind of step towards you all and reach a hand out and shake each of your hands. And he will say, my name is Drake. Drake Reskin.
16, you can't have that name either.
What name can he have?
You can have the same name as someone, it's okay.
No.
And
16, you can always be called Lionel.
And I am the leader of the Verdant Blade. I do thank you for your assistance in Sif's mission and the retrieval of the extra pieces as well. Every monster we slay is one more that will not harm those who make their homes here.
So, Sif, how high do you rank in the guild?
Sif says... She kind of looks at Drake and then says,
officially, I would call myself the second in command. And then she kind of looks at Drake again and smiles and says, but there are few who can command me, and I would not count Drake among them. And he kind of laughs and says, yes, Sif has a will of her own. She... adheres to the codes of the guild more out of respect than obligation at this point. She has done more than her fair share in her time with us. And
that's really cool. She was really helpful.
Yes, she has... She should be in my shoes. But she has turned down the job many a time. But she should, by all accounts, be the leader of this guild. And Sif kind of shakes her head and says, but That is too much bureaucracy for me.
Sif, I get not wanting to be the leader. It's good.
As long as I get to swing this sword around and engage
That's
in these...
I'm not the queen.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Drake will say, so, what have you brought back? What do you plan to do with your treasures? And Sif will say, well, one of the reasons we came back here was to visit Destiny's Forge and see if we can talk old Rustning into booting it up for us. And Drake kind of chuckles and says, you'll have to see if you can pry his lazy ass out of his chair, but I'm sure that he'll be more than willing to...
People working for them?
I'm sure that he'd be more than willing to fire it up, seeing how much raw material we brought back. And with that, Sif will kind of turn to all of you and say, so, shall we head to the forge?
Yes. Can we get rooms set up for the night, maybe for these three right now? Are you guys tired?
Drake says, oh, of course, we can take care of that. He kind of, like, points at one of the dragonborn who's, like, drinking around the table. He says, all right, you, go set up some rooms for these people. They need a place to stay. And the dragonborn he pointed out will kind of stand up and set his cup down and lead the family off into another portion, kind of like up the stairs to one of the buildings kind of stacked on top of this one. And Sif will say, well, if you'd like to follow me to Destiny's Forge, I'll introduce you to Rustling.
Do it.
And she kind of leads you across past the table, pushes open the door, and you walk through like what a small hallway. You can imagine this is the hallway that had been attaching the building with the multiple chimneys out. And as she walks you through the hallway and pushes open this large iron door, she pushes it open and you come into a massive stone room. It's large and round, probably about 80 feet in diameter, a round room, and you see there is a massive like head of a dragon carved into the wall. Its eyes and its mouth and its like nostrils of it are glowing with this like red hot fire of the forge. There are anvils everywhere. You see like spines of monsters up on the wall, heaps of scales. You see like on the far end of the room across from the forge, like this vat sitting in ice full of like organs of different parts, like glands that are kind of like leaking, like questionable oozings like out of them. You gonna poke it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, no.
Make a constitution saving throw.
Oh my
Jesus.
God.
I'm
gonna
poke
See,
this
it.
Is why we tie you up.
Constitution?
Yes.
24.
As you're walking over and like about to poke one of them, this hand like grabs onto your wrist and you look and you see this massive like hand with like meaty fingers covered just like his hands are like almost black from soot and coal. And as you look, you see a dwarf about 4.5 feet tall with like this mohawk kind of that goes back into like a braided ponytail. The sides of his head shaved. He has a beard kind of like pulled into various braids that goes to about like reaches just about like mid chest on him. One of his eyes seems to be like milky white with this scar over the top of it. And as he grabs you, he says in this gravelly voice, "What the hell do you think you're doing?"
Libby,
don't touch
Do you know what it is you were sticking your hands into there?
No, that's why I was sticking my hand into it.
That one right there on top is a poison gland. He kind of like tosses your hand away and he says, I suggest you don't go poking around in places you don't understand.
Sorry, sir.
And he kind of looks at Sif, like looks up at her, because she's so much taller than he is. And he says, who the hell are these fuckwits you bring into my forge?
Excuse me, he's the fuckwit, not us.
There's only one fuckwit in this group, and
it is not us.
Sif says, well, wrestling these fuckwits are the ones who aided me in slaying not only the dire troll, but a Remoraz and two dragons as well. And wrestling will say, ancient. And Sif will say, adult. And he'll say, bullshit. And she says, regardless of how young they were two dragons. And he says, I don't give a fuck. Just get the scales out.
Oh my god, I love it.
And she kind of takes the bag of holding and removes the scales of the young blue and red dragon, as well as like the pieces of the Remoraz that she had harvested. She says,
some of those scales are. Oh my god!
Stop playing with it!
Everyone turns and Libby has just knocked over a sword.
Alright, I'm done.
Sorry.
She says, what do you think you can do with these? And he kind of looks them over and holds up these like sheets of scales and he says,
one of those is mine.
With everything you brought here, I could probably turn out.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Two suits of armor? Maybe one weapon? One suit of armor?
Well, I am in the market to get the blue scales turned into some armor.
I believe that sounds doable.
How long does it take to do that?
It will take some time. He kind of looks over and runs his hand over the scales and he says, what kind of armor are you in the market for?
I would ideally just want what I'm wearing basically turned into like just this plus the scales.
I see. And the remaining with these red dragon scales and these, the heating glands from the Remoraz, I believe I could turn out some sort of flaming weapon for you, Sif. She says, that would be an excellent addition to my arsenal. And he says, so for the armor, it will probably take 3 weeks.
Can we come back in 3 weeks, guys? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, let me just mark something down in my calendar.
I write the date of when it should be done in my book.
It should be done on the 17th of Cass.
Okay, I'm gonna make it on that.
He says, well, I believe I could get started on that pretty soon. I'll need to find some more, Bahir bones to burn to be able to find them, but I'm sure there'll be some around here.
What kind of bones?
A beast called a Bahir. You ever heard of it?
No.
It's a large lizard. Think of a salamander. Here. But massive, about four times the size of you and crackling with electricity.
Does it have to be that? Like, if it's a salamander, could like dragon bones work?
With these particular armor, the process that we use here, without having an enchanter around to imbue these items with a natural magic, we need to bring out the innate abilities of these pieces. We do that by smelting them with fire caused from the bones of other animals with similar properties, or taking certain oils, if you will, from these beasts. Their insides and mixing them in with the metals. It's a very involved process, and everything uses a very specific ingredient to achieve a specific effect. In this case, to provide armor with lightning resistance, not only do we require the blue's dragon scales, but the bones of a lightning creature, such as the Behia. We found that their bones are more closer, more easier to burn than dragon bones, which are far more resilient.
Do you want to use this armor for...
It's a much more involved process than just slapping some scales onto.
No, I mean, like, do you want to use this armor for the scales? Or do you have, like, your own armor that you use?
I'll need to make my own. These scales will have to be not just draped over the top, but rather mixed with the leather. It will be more scale than leather.
Okay.
But in 3 weeks' time, I should have these ready for you.
I am very excited.
Nice. Is there anything else I can do for you?
We're good.
Then what the fuck are you standing around here for? Get out! I'm trying to work in here!
Okay.
Okay, bye.
You guys leave and Sif will say, well, that's Rusting Volsum for you.
I like him.
He's got quite an attitude, but he is an immensely talented blacksmith. Without him, we wouldn't be able to craft what we do. And these parts would all just go to waste. What will you do now? Leaving already? It feels like I've just barely gotten to know you.
We'll be back. Yeah, and if you ever change your mind and want to come to us, thank you.
Just send us a message. We'll come grab you.
I'll keep that in mind. If I find myself looking to get away from this place, I will. You will be the first I contact.
Don't worry, Seth. The short time I've had with you will be hard to forget.
She kind of laughs. Oh, I kind of pat you on the back and kind of walks you forward a little bit. She says, I will not forget you either, Libby. I will cherish the time that we spent together.
Do you want to get a drink and have some dinner?
Yeah.
She leads you back out of the great hall and gestures at the table. She says, by all means, drink your fill.
Okay.
I'm gonna go bathe, but then I'm gonna come back.
I'm just drinking.
Yeah. Same. Not as much as Elena, probably, but a good amount.
I wanna, like, see if I can find someone to, like, have a drinking contest with.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Cool.
You see a Goliath woman. Hair in her head kind of pulled back in this long braid that goes down, like, past her, like, waist, and it's kind of, like, tied up, like, wrapped, and just, like, wrapped up in this, like, tight bun up against her head, and she's in, like, this leather tunic with, like, no sleeves, her muscles just, like, bulging up from underneath it. She says, a drinking contest!
Yeah!
I don't get many offers for those.
I bet you don't.
Oh my God.
People are scared to challenge me.
Well, because
I win every time.
Okay.
I want to join in just for fun. I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose.
Well, I am not scared.
No. You should be, little one. You should be.
Okay.
Well, that is happening. It's going to lead over to Libby. Libby?
Hmm?
May I borrow your crystal ball?
Yes. So I'm here. Can I also?
I don't think anyone in here is going to stop you.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be here, Abbe? Where are you going?
I'm going to ask Sif to take me to a room.
I'm just going to hug you. And Abbe, I know things are hard right now, but I will always be on your side.
I know. Thank you.
Even though half the party will chain me!
I was going to say, even if she goes full Daenerys?
I'll go Daenerys with her. Have
fun! Find Sif, because she's the only one I know here.
Okay, I'll sit down and join the drinking contest.
Eva, sorry, what's your name? Contest?
Hell yeah.
Corona.
Elena.
Pleased to meet you.
Oh.
And she kind of like crushes your hand a little bit. She'll shake your hand, the hand of each of you.
Gotta redeem myself.
She,
what are we drinking? Garona? Was that Garona?
Garona.
What are we drinking, Garona?
I don't even know. It's just basically whatever we had in the cellar mixed together. We had a bunch of barrels that were down to almost empty. So in order to conserve space, we just dumped them all into one.
Jesus, brilliant. Yeah, it's efficient.
You should Lyle's like regretting his decision.
You guys
take
each of you has a tankard. Some of them are like wooden tankards that have like handles on them. Others of them look to be like horns of various like creatures that have just been like cubbed. And so there's like a number of variety here, but they all look to hold around the same amount. And the liquid that you have in front of you is almost like black, and it smells like you can just smell it like wafting, like just like pure alcohol and like yeast.
I don't want to be a part of this. I'm like,
that'll put some hair
sense
on your chest.
Constitution saving throws.
Ooh, nice. Natural 20.
17.
21. 22 with the nat 20.
What'd you get, Libby?
Is he knocked
I'm
out?
I'm just gonna use luck. I don't want to be the first one done.
It's not anything.
It's
new.
Real strong alcohol. And you had a hard
and you're
day.
Like a baby. So.
15. You all are good. You take it down and it takes a little bit. You kind of like cough and sputter. Like almost try and spit it out. It tastes pretty much just like yeast. Like you've just like scooped up yeast and put it into your hand and then took like a shot of like rubbing alcohol out.
Oh my
Jesus.
Like it is.
I'm imagining like the Swanson liquor from Parks and Rec.
Oh my god.
Like,
let's go ahead and make another one.
Oh man. I'm definitely out.
17
again.
17. 8.
Oh my god!
Libby, you are still managed to barely keep it down. You kind of like swallow it and then it comes back up in your mouth and then you like, and swallow it back down.
Like,
Daedrin, you take another drink and you just decide like, fuck it. No, that is not worth drinking.
I just start cheering on Elena. Hey, what
go
the
ahead
fuck?
Make another one.
I feel like Elena's gonna win.
Fucking
yeah,
hell!
Maybe not.
15.
Okay.
11.
12. Libby, you barely again managed to stay in, just barely.
See,
while
that's why I'm cheering for Elena.
You, at this time, drink it down and then, like. And then you're like, I gotta excuse myself.
Okay, I'm gonna go throw up and I'll be back.
Okay, another one. Ooh, natural 20.
I am using luck.
Oh,
shit.
Elena, please.
Natural
yeah.
20!
24.
You both stay in. Libby, you feel like you've got it this time. After struggling with the previous ones, you chug this one down like nothing.
Your taste buds
are
gone, so it's fine.
Yeah, your mouth, like your lower jaw, you like can't even feel anything like
oh,
below
God.
Your nose.
Let's do this!
Natural 20 again. That was two in a row.
No.
22.
11.
Libby, on this one, you feeling so confident when you take this one down, cough and it like comes out your nose and you have this like burning, like clear up your sinuses, like almost like behind your eyes. You can feel just this like on fire.
I'm gonna go find the restroom. I'm gonna stumble my way out.
She kind of looks at you, Elena. She says, "You've lasted pretty far."
Yep.
I'm back and cheering.
Yeah. Think you've got more in ya?
She's been drunk.
Go, Elena.
30-20.
Cool, you're good. Still just knocking
yes.
it back. You're at this point, Elena, as you like throw your head back, you kind of feel yourself like rocking a little bit.
Look, let me tell you something. I've been drunk for like 48 hours straight before, so.
Usually like 6 drinks in, you don't feel like this.
This is a strong shit.
How does the Goliath look?
Oh, I'm gonna do this.
Do it. We're not doing this. Oh no!
I didn't mean to roll it, so.
Oh,
it's worse. I can use the other one though, right?
Yeah, you can choose.
15.
15?
Yeah.
That was barely it. At this point, you take it down, you feel yourself sway, almost fall out of your chair, and then you pull yourself forward and kind of slam the empty figure on the floor. She's starting to get a little bit tipsy as well.
You're saying that for 20s, bitch. Oh, it's cock.
Is it?
Well, it might be a 17.
For me, it's a 17.
Yeah, it's a 17. So, 24.
24, you're good?
Yeah.
You're good on that one? Again,
oh, Elena.
She's kind of like swaying a little bit in her chair, like, so are you. She's like, you're real good at this.
This is amazing.
Natural 20!
She's still in two. Again, this one it looks like she like went back and then almost like stayed back.
Are people
at this point, like there were like 12 other people at this long table and they're all kind of like some of them have come up and like gathered around you. So there's just like this circle of people around you like pounding on the table and like cheering.
Are there like any big men around this? Lyle's like at the table at this point.
Yeah, there's like
very
big men.
She's out.
13.
Ooh.
13? I got a 6. So both of you at the same time, you take it back, and then both of you kind of like just keep leaning back. And both of your stools tip over, and in unison, you both slam on the ground.
Can I try and catch Elena so she doesn't hit the ground?
She's too fast. Her and Verona both in unison.
I love
slam
that.
On the
so
ground. Just like, and both of you are like there, like almost like blackout. Like, the room is like spinning like full 360 around you. It's like the worst, like, ride at the fair you've ever been on. You're just like, it's just like spinning rapid circles around you.
Congratulations, you tied with a clock.
And everyone is just like cheering, just like this raucous cheers. I mean, you hear the cheers erupt from downstairs as you are sitting in your room. These are simple rooms. Each of them has, like, kind of like a bunk style bed where they're, like, attached to the walls and kind of, like, folding out. So there's no one else in yours at the moment. You have a room to yourself, but it's just, like, 2 beds and then, like, a chest and, like, a wardrobe. So it's just, like, basic furnishings in here, but it's comfy enough. The bed seems to be, like, the mattress is, like, straw and wool. And the blankets are kind of itchy, kind of like, not like the best fabric to go to sleep on, but they'll do.
I'm gonna sit on the bed with like my knees to my chest, holding the
spring.
The big, yeah. And I want
to
scry on my dad.
Okay. As you take the time to kind of focus, you see, within the crystal ball, kind of this like rustling of like a pile of leaves that kind of like swirl up around you. And your vision is whisked off, kind of tinted a little bit green just from the nature of your magic. And rushes out of the guild hall over Kunungerstad and across the oceans, and you find your way back to Iobrius. And you come through, like, over the tops of, like, the Exile Lands and across into the Everreach Forest. And you see your father. And there are Hold on, I have to pull up some notes.
Okay. What are you looking for? Is it something I would know?
Yes, the info of the tribes. I don't remember. Do you remember if you titled that to Google?
Like Ovid's backstory, I think. Or maybe Druidic tribes. Are you looking for something specific? Like the name of the tribe or her dad's name?
Yes.
Her dad's name is Kodak.
Right.
And her tribe name is Wajak.
Yeah. But I need the others.
Wajai, Nandaji, Iljai, Onwei, Jinwei.
It's cool, I thought.
Okay, there's one more.
So you see, which one was the curious tribe?
Nandaji.
Okay. So you see your father sitting at this like round wooden table in a like a tent, and sitting at this table, you see your father. And your mother, and then you see the leaders of the Jinwei tribe and the tree people, the Tai?
Oh, yeah.
Is that how it is?
Tay.
Tay? And the Tay tribe.
So the more northern ones? The more northern ones?
Yes. You see your father and the leaders of those tribes kind of gathered around this round wooden table. And they seem to be in like a heated discussion. Your father is saying, "We must do all we can to avoid another conflict like the last one. I realize that Bakira is adamant about these traditions. But we've seen from my daughter that there may not always be the most reliable path. And maybe it is time that we at least rethink them, if not completely rewrite them." And one of the other leaders says, I agree that we cannot allow the aggression to grow. Hopefully we can reach an agreement of some kind, but I don't know how willing to listen she is." And you see Ka, who is a treant.
Leader of the tent.
Yes. He is kind of outside of this tent, kind of looking in from like an open roof on it because he is so much larger.
Right.
And he says, "Maybe we should consult the realm speaker." And your father and the other leaders kind of look around and nod. And your father says, "I was hoping that it would not. That we would not need to, but I suppose that is the only option we have." And Avi, you know that the realm speakers, every tribe has a realm speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You met Arluin, the realm speaker, who's a member of yours at Seder, way back at Hotelin, who brought you to your first Wamadaji blessing. The realm speakers have an ability to kind of see the future in a way. It's not like an exact science, but they're often used for auguries. But it is said that their auguries kind of come at a cost. So people oftentimes try and refrain from using those powers because one is not necessarily meant to see the future.
Yeah.
So they are attempting to avoid at all costs having to spend, because you never know what the cost is going to be.
What are some examples of costs? Like, do people give their lives for this, or...?
It depends on, like, how intense the future that you're looking for is, right? Like, if you're saying, like, I want to see how I'm going to die,
mm-hmm.
the cost might be your life or the life of someone close to you. If it's something as simple as, like, you know, like, what is the weather going to be like in 3 months from now on this day when we are trying to have this meeting,
mm-hmm.
the cost will be lower, but something along the line of, in those cases, something like maybe like a bad harvest, or the hunters or gatherers won't be able to retrieve as much food,
mm-hmm.
so it kind of puts a danger on something that way. So you never know what it's going to be, like, it's not an exact science,
yeah.
but they're generally, they come out and you know, like, oh, that was because we used the rogue speaker's powers.
Yeah, okay.
So as you are kind of watching, your father sends someone out to go fetch the realm speaker.
Which is Arlenwyn?
For your tribe, but it seems that you are not in the home of the Wagei at this point.
Do I know which tribe they're in?
It seems to be the Jinwei kind of area.
On the river?
Yeah, on the river. You can kind of hear the water rushing, like, outside the tent.
Okay.
The person that your father sent returns with a little gnome. A man with a shock of, like, blonde hair, kind of tussled all over. He walks in with a staff that has, like, these bells that kind of jingle on it as he walks in.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of, like, shakes as he walks in. He has mice kind of, like, skittering along his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
There seem to be, you see a creature of some kind poking out from within his massive blonde hair, but you can't quite make out what creature it is. And your father says, Terminator. I am glad that you have come to us, but I regret that we must call upon your magic. Please, we need to see what the future holds for the state of our tribes. Is it possible to avoid plunging into war? And Terminator, the gnome realm speaker, kind of looks around and says, well, I will consult with the powers and see. And with that, kind of takes, like, the creatures off of him and sets them down, kind of, and they kind of skitter away from him. He takes his staff with the bells and kind of slams it on the ground in front of him and closes his eyes. And at first it seems like nothing's happening, but then the bells begin to jingle. Like, vibrate, just like a little bit at first. And then the vibrations increase and the jingling grows louder and louder. And Terminator throws his head back, opens his eyes, and they're, like, glowing blue. His hair is, like, blasted out in this shock around him, kind of wind whipping around it. And his eyes, he's just, like, staring off into the sky through the open roof of this tent. His eyes just, like, with this bright blue light. And then he closes his eyes and everything kind of calms down again, and the bells kind of sway, the jingling slowing as they just are rocking from momentum now more than any active vibration. And Terminator says, it might be possible to put an end to this war, but it will take someone in particular to put an end to it. It seems that someone we know may not be who they seem to be. I'm afraid I don't know who we're looking for, but it will take one in particular to put an end to this. The true
the true one. And then Terminator will kind of pass out and fall over from the exertion of the other. And the mice and other creatures that have been kind of crawling over him will come and make their way back into his hair. And that's kind of where your scrying spell fades out.
She doesn't say that. That was me. So he said that someone that they knew wasn't who they appeared to be, and that there was a different person who is the true one, who is the only person who can stop the war.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm gonna scry on Bakira now.
Okay. It's a similar motion of the leaves swirling the crystal ball and the vision once again rocketing across to another realm, this time into the domain of the
Nandaji.
Of the Nandaji, the tribe of the
cave
peoples.
People.
Your vision kind of stops as you like reach this area, and you feel almost like a barrier preventing the spell from going any further.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's like a magic around the tribe.
It seems that some some kind of magic force preventing you from.
And that wasn't there before when I was with Bakira.
Correct. Yeah, it seems like something is preventing you from scrying upon Bakira.
I will just sit there and think. I'll light some incense and wait. And I assume that the other Avengers are probably going to be in this room.
One other Avenger will be in this room.
I will wait for that Avenger.
That's probably going to be me.
Maybe. Because we're usually roommates.
Yeah,
but I don't know how
together.
These people are.
Before I go to bed, I have some messages I'm going to send. And after the big competition, I imagine Daydream's like, oh, I don't feel so good. So she'll
probably a little tipsy.
I'm probably still passed out on the floor.
Yeah.
I'll like stand over and be like, Elena, do you want to like go upstairs? Alright, and I'll like lift her off, I guess, and like drape her over, like her arm around my shoulder to help her.
You have to, it's more of like a fireman carry.
Okay.
She's pretty out of commission.
Don't worry, I'm just gonna take you to your room.
Well, okay.
You wanted to make
I'm not gonna leave you passed out on the floor.
I don't wanna leave the party yet.
Where will the other parties?
Okay.
yeah.
Wait, is the Goliath still passed out too?
Okay.
You didn't work.
People feel keen to just leave. This shit happens every night.
I'll just be like, can someone direct me in the direction of like living quarters?
Yeah, Sif showed you guys before you sat down where you're staying.
So I'll just carry Elena to one of the rooms and kind of deposit her.
Deposit her.
Good night. And I'll turn around her side. So her mom.
I'll just stay in the room that Elena's in, and I'll get on the top bunk because you can get her into the top bunk.
Okay.
Just try to yeet me.
Just pause.
And then I'll go to where
I have a few messages.
Okay.
But if you wanted to talk to Lyle first, mine are. I'm just sitting here waiting for someone to come in.
Yeah, I'll go in with Robbie.
Do you know where Libby is?
Libby?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
I think...
We know a Libby?
He wants to do something. I don't know.
Alright.
Do you need something?
I kind of wanted him to maybe send a message for me. But... I'll just do it later, it's fine.
Are you good?
Do you want to talk about anything?
I just have always known what's right and wrong. I've never felt like my moral compass deviated. It always was pointed true north, but now it's just spinning over and over. And I don't know what's right anymore, and it's confusing and scary.
I know how you feel. It's hard going through something like this, but you have really good friends, and you have, you know, you're pretty obvious. You're amazing, and you're beautiful, and small, and strong, and it'll all be okay in the end. I'm here for you. 100%.
Alright, I think you need to go to bed. You've had one too many drinks.
And then, are you taking this bus? Do you want the top bus?
Here, I feel like you won't be able to get on the top bus.
I just do it. I climb things all the time.
I'm going to push him over onto the just short bunk and
just
like tuck him in.
Oh man, I love you so much.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to tuck him in.
Good night.
And then
I'll go to sleep.
So, I'm fine, Libby. Okay. When I'm in my bed, I take a few minutes to just breathe and try to be a little more sober.
Okay.
And then I'm sending a message to Lionel. So I say, Lionel, the Revengers are returning to Iorius. We will be stopping at Dornach Firth, then Seaworth. Are you at either place?
He says, I am in Seaworth at the moment. I look forward to seeing you all again, hopefully in one piece.
Everyone will be excited to see you as well. We are currently well. Things have been successful so far.
As I knew they would be. The Revengers are quite capable. I'm glad that you have found a common interest among them.
Yes, I am glad you pointed me towards them. There have been a few trying incidents, but right now, I think everything will be okay. Then I go to bed. After his response, I go to bed.
He says, I look forward to seeing you all again. And that's it.
Yeah, I go to bed.
I'm like snoring above you.
You're below. I did not throw you off the top.
Oh, yeah. Below you, I'm just like snoring.
Yeah, I go to bed after that.
So I go to the restroom after, I want to try and find, like, a private bathing area. Is anyone bathing, or is it, like, just alone? I don't know what it looks like.
They probably have, like, a basin.
Yeah, they have, like, kind of like a bath area. It's not, like, super private. There's, like, this big kind of a pool in the middle of, like, this
natural. Is anyone in there?
There seem to be, like, three other people in it at the moment.
Okay. I'm gonna, like, get undressed, hop in, you know, clean and everything, and then, like, basically, I'm gonna, like, get a towel, put it over my head, lean back, and just, like, stare at the ceiling, like, really somber, and I'm gonna cast Sending to Diana, and I'm just, all I'm gonna say is, they lied.
Oh, shit.
Give me
a
second.
They lied?
I know. Bitch. I told you as such. It's always been me and you.
Let's fucking go.
He's nine.
And then I'm just gonna like not respond to that, but then I'm also gonna just kind of cuss him again to Lionel.
You just get bombarded by
this.
Hey, bro.
Hey, how are you feeling? Revenger's mission is a success. Want you to know that we support you. You're not alone.
Also, I'm
yeah.
your brother.
I've heard that you are returning to Seaworth in the next few days. I have news to share when you arrive.
Your passive insight is 20. You should know we're not lying.
Well, no. Like,
it's like, who does he believe more, his best friend or a bunch of randos?
Okay,
we're not randos!
I don't think you're randos. I think, like, Libby's confused, and then he got chained up because they were
yeah,
like,
seriously.
Listen, let's tell you something we weren't telling you, and now he's like...
Oh, I didn't
change him. No, she didn't. And then he's just gonna, like, finish bathing, get ready, and then, like, you know.
I'm looking for you.
Okay.
Probably bump into him in the hallway after.
Okay.
He's got, like, you know, he's just in, like, his tunic under his hair.
Sure.
Hair is kind of wet. You can tell he just got to finish bathing.
Hi, Abed.
Hello. Will you come to my room?
Look, he's just going to, like, blush. Because
oh,
I still am, like, slightly inebriated. Ave, I'm flattered, but I think that I am... I think of you more as, like, an elder sister, or kind of, like, a mother figure. Like, I just don't really, but I respect you a lot, and you're such a beautiful woman. Like, you are stunning. Like, but I just couldn't possibly... I'm sorry.
I love how you're just letting it finish.
Yeah, okay. I would like for you to send a message for me a couple of times if you can.
Oh! Yeah, I can.
Hey, message me back when you can. I have a boyfriend. Oh, what part of the PowerPoint should I do?
So I have used message a lot. So I've used a lot of stuff today.
I
can message for you once.
I just need one.
Okay. I can do it.
I'm gonna take him back to my room just so it's like private and nobody is like listening. I assume Miles is like asleep, so I don't anticipate him asking him.
I'm a fucking
dog. Okay, I'm gonna sit and just repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
Who are you sending it to?
My dad.
Okay, you have to
explain. Well, I will explain to you.
No, I've never met him.
It, it'll take like
a past
20-30 minutes to explain like a good enough
amount
of your dad, what he looks like and some memories and experiences that you have, but eventually
they're all good. I have a really good relationship with my dad, so you get that. And he knows that I scared on him, right? Because he willingly failed the saving throw.
Yeah.
So he's aware. Just repeat after me. I think that Bakira is the one who is not who she seems. She is traditionalist, but she loves her people. She would not kill them.
I'm just gonna repeat, yeah.
Yeah.
You hear an unfamiliar voice in your head, maybe, that says, that is a strong accusation, but one that I will take into account and take seriously. It's good to hear from you again.
Thanks.
You're welcome, and I'm gonna like hug you.
I'm gonna hug you back, but like really tight. Like I've never hugged you so tight, except for when you after you died, and then I hugged you after you came back. But other than that, I'm just hugging you really tight.
And I'm gonna pull out a pamphlet after we're done hanging,
It's it looks like I just made it, and it says, like, so, you're questioning your faith. And I'm gonna leave it on your pillow. I'll wait till then, but I'm telling you, I'm totally doing it.
Thank you, I will give it to Reed.
Okay. I made it for you. And he's gonna, like, touch your hand and just be like, Ave, I want you to know everything you've done for me to become, like, a great person. Like, it's all because of you. So, thank you.
Will you answer me, honestly, if I ask you something?
Libby's gonna take back his hand. You've never lied to me, so I won't lie to you.
Will you think any different of me if I did choose not to have faith anymore?
I think you should give my pants a read.
Alright, I'll do that.
Okay.
Good night, Libby. Get some rest and get sober. We're going back to Ivory's tomorrow.
I love you, Ave. He's gonna, like, give you one more hug. And then, like,
does
head
Libby
out.
Get his own room?
Yeah.
Yes.
You wanna go sleep?
Actually, Libby, you're probably sharing with 16.
Because
his mom and dad were in probably their own room. So you're sharing with 16.
Okay. Is he
asleep?
Boys
night!
He's asleep by the time you go in there.
Okay. Come on, buddy.
I'm gonna go up to the second bug and read the
pamphlet. Okay. When she opens it. When she opens it.
You've been waiting for this moment, like, since.
Nobody has ever read the pamphlet before.
When she opens it, it's going to be a really bad drawing of all of us. And it's going to be like, faith is important, but love is forever, and we love you.
That's all it's about. Okay.
And it's going to just be signed by Libby.
Love Libby.
Love Libby.
I will fold it up and put it very carefully with my things. Very safe. So
just
get
and you all thought it was going to be some, like, fix your face. Don't be stupid. No.
I totally wouldn't have ripped it up.
I know. You wouldn't
have
gotten my sweet message.
Like, 5 different of his pamphlets you ripped up. This is the first time anyone has read one of
I know. And it's not even, like, one of my actual pamphlets. It's, like, something I made for you with, like...
But that's not very precious to her.
Alright. So, you all find your way to sleep. Some of you may be easier than others. But eventually, sleep comes and you all gain a long rest.
Dope.
When I wake up and Elena wakes up, I'm gonna talk to you. Hey, I messaged King Lionel last night, and I let him know that we were heading back, and he told me that he's in Seaward, so we won't see him in Bornefort, so there's no point in looking for him.
Well, yeah.
I just double-checked.
Okay, yeah. We gotta go to Seaward.
We're going to Bornefort first, because...
Yeah, we gotta drop off some peeps. I don't feel so good.
Oh, you probably look like shit.
I can prepare lesser or brain restoration to make you feel better.
That's alright. I'll be fine. I just have like a mild headache, you know. I need to eat some bacon, probably.
I bet they have some type of bacon.
I bet they do. I also think a little hair of the dog might get me rolling.
Okay, so you guys make your way...
Oh, so I'm assuming, so I'm just going to be chatting up, like, 16 as we're going. I'm going to be like, so how do you like freedom? When's your birthday? You know, like, blah, blah, blah. And when I see Elena, like, I'm just going to stop. I'm just like, ugh.
I don't look like, I look probably pretty normal.
And then I'm going to look at him and be like, oh, she always looks like that.
Poor 16.
Libby definitely runs away.
You all make your way down into the kind of center hall. And on this great table is set out like an array of breakfast foods, mainly meat.
Yes.
Mainly meat.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Can you do that one more time?
What?
Can you do that one more time?
No.
I think I missed it the first time.
I think you need to.
Please do it.
I didn't see any.
I think
it's
the table
was mostly
like one more time.
There's like eggs.
Oh my god, I can't breathe.
The table is mostly meats. There's some eggs, and a little bit of like fruits, but very like minimal selection.
I'll just sit down.
You guys eat and kind of swap stories with members of the Verdant Blade who are there.
Is the Goliath there?
She's still on the floor. Asleep where you left her the night before.
Oh, okay. No.
And Sif comes down a little while with breakfast. She walks up and she, like, puts her arms around probably the shoulders of, I assume that, like, Abe and Elena are sitting next to each other.
Sure.
Probably, like, around your shoulder and says, I'm going to miss, she kind of looks around at everyone, all of you so much. Today's the day you're leaving, is it not?
Yeah.
This is not goodbye.
We'll be back.
Hopefully sooner than later.
If we don't die first, yeah.
Of course, then I guess I'll be here if I don't die first.
Yeah, you never know.
As long as we promise to do our best to avoid that.
Avoid dying.
Like
we should be okay.
Sometimes.
Like 30% of the time.
Seriously, with our track record? Probably like 45% since I met you guys.
You know,
it's like 40.
You know what I just realized? We should get some chalices so one of us can cast like Hero's Feast sometime.
Mm.
We can do that when we get back.
I'm just saying, like, this is out of character.
To be really nice.
They're expensive, but...
All right,
Libby's gonna ask Abe during, like, breakfast, like, did you read my...
A
genuine
bowl.
Yeah, it's
1,000 gold pieces.
Okay.
And
so
we should
get, like,
one.
If you ever lose faith,
oh
I
my
will
God.
Never, like, judge you at all. Also,
so you're about to say
you can always become, like, part of the Annotatus. And then we could be buddies.
Are we not already buddies?
But we could even become, like, I'm trying to think of something really awkward. We could become bosom buddies.
Oh,
my
God.
It's a feather.
I'll give it some consideration. Thank you, Libby.
You're welcome. What did you do?
You're like, wow, they really fucked up.
What is happening?
Can I save
you're
the
so
video?
Did you save it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do we
just
save it?
Send it out to everybody?
I will.
North.
Okay, so what's the plan?
I don't think I can save it.
I think we're gonna eat.
We gotta go meet,
Oh, 9 a.m. What time is it?
Yeah.
8:30.
Guys, we gotta go.
We gotta go. We don't wanna miss him.
So, you say your goodbyes to Sif, she gives each of you, like, a bow, like a spine-cracking hug.
I would like to leave, like, one of the meats right next to the Goliath's face, and, like, a note that says, thanks for being an awesome competitor.
Okay. So you set, like, a nice, like, one of those, like, massive, like, turkey legs you get at, like, the fair in Disney World. Set one of those next to her face.
Oh, and a drink.
Yeah, a little mug of whatever the fuck there was. And you set the note, like, on top of the turkey leg. And it begins to, like, you can see, like, the grease of it kind of soaking through. But it just adds to the character.
Yeah. Nice.
So it is cast third, is it not?
It is.
First day of the Harvest Festival, and I overused you guys.
What is that?
Oh, we'll be there!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I wonder if there'll be an event at the Dancing Dragon.
Well, that's up to Henry. Henry, we have not been there in place.
Since we have minimal input on what happens there now.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys make your way back out to the market?
Ooh, I'm gonna ask the kid, like, so have you ever teleported?
No, I haven't.
Make sure you use the restroom first.
Okay.
Is the tiefling there?
Yeah, you make your way back to the market and you see Ziphon.
Does he have like suitcases?
Yeah, he's got like a few like backpacks that he's got like kind of holding in his hands.
You can take a video of
these. Sorry. He's got like, you can see like numerous like cooking utensils kind of sticking out of his pack. Like he's got pots and pans. You can see like the handles of like kitchen knives sticking out of his backpack. He's got a number of like utensils and like bottles of spices kind of like roped on around his backpacks. And you can hear as he's like walking with his bag that he's holding kind of the sloshing of various like sauces like inside of it.
Are we gonna get stopped by customs?
Wow, we're teleporting.
That's more than 4 ounces.
Like we
draws
get stopped
the
like
kitchen knife and he's like back the fuck up.
Don't touch
in the middle of our
house, chef, goddammit.
The middle of our teleportation, we just get sucked back into the city. I'm sorry, you can't leave the continent with that much.
Do you have your passports?
This has never happened before.
He sees you all and he kind of waves, and as he waves, he kind of like moves his arm and jangles the sauce pack. And you can hear like the ding-ding-ding-ding of the glass and like the sloshing of sauce. And he's like, hello! You came back!
Well, yeah.
We said we were going to pick you up at night.
Most people I know don't come back.
Oh.
We're pretty
good friends.
It's
like
a good thing
you're
coming with us.
Like I said, I have not... It's easy for me to leave. Now that I've given it some thought. I was scared at first, but I quickly realized there was absolutely nothing for me here.
Oh my god. Oh, Libby's gonna
Jesus.
Hug him. Oh.
Well...
Alright, well, let's go!
I had a thought about our method of travel. We're only going to the rock.
Libby's like dead inside now. You
I've had a thought.
Y'all are just fucking listening. Sorry. We're only going to Donut Firth to drop off the slaves and.
Not slaves anymore.
Well, the family and the
supplies, and to collect the money for the tavern.
And that won't take very long. So I thought that maybe I could transport us to Dornok for via plants. We could spend a few hours doing what we need to do there, and then I can use the cloak to get us to Seaworth a few hours later.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good to me.
I'm going to check to see how long it does to do a word of recall. Because I doubt you're going to have time.
It says casting time is one action.
Yeah, but you have to do, right?
No.
Oh, so you just have to go there, cast it, and then it's replaceable.
Yeah.
All
right, let's boogie. So we need to find a plant that is big enough to fit us individually.
All of us?
No, just like one at a time.
So a tree?
Just like a tree that's like a big, like person size.
Is there any trees?
Yeah. If you exit, actually, you probably don't even need to exit the city. You're probably in like one of the main thoroughfares. It's probably pretty easy to spot. Like a.
I have my father can cast this spell, and that's how we would transport between the tribes usually.
Libby's excited. He's
I've not cast it myself, but the sensation. Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Cool. So where? What tree are you transporting to?
I assume that there is one near the Dancing Dragon.
Yeah.
I just have to have
Did
seen
we have
it
one
before.
On the
court?
Yeah,
like,
you guys probably have
there was
a couple,
like a back garden or something.
Yeah, you guys probably have a couple trees kind of growing around. Because you kind of spruced up the front of it to make it like inviting. So I'm sure there's like a tree in the vicinity.
He's going to be telling like 16. He's going to be like, you know, I've heard horror stories about how people get stuck in the trees sometimes.
Stop it. That doesn't happen.
You'll be fine. Just run fast.
But like as they're like, I'm behind them and I'm like,
Avi, you walk up and you're focusing on the tree around the Dancing Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You place your hand on the trunk of a tree, kind of in one of like the walkways around. And as you place your hand there, the trunk kind of like splits apart and opens up, and you see this like green like energy, like this swirling like portal inside of it.
Run!
Do you do that?
No.
We have 6 seconds, though, so we gotta run.
Yeah, oh, we have 6 seconds.
It
oh
last
shit!
You do
oh,
seconds.
We do run.
I like push the slaves ahead of me. I'll push Zanfar.
You're just standing there, and all of a sudden getting shoved.
Zanfar?
No,
Zephyrin.
Zephyrin.
I push Zephyrin in front of me.
Yeah. I guess we're all trying.
Yeah,
to
we're like on top of each other.
You guys kind of like. Tumble through and come out onto the other side in Dornak Firth, in front of the Dancing Dragon. Back the familiar cobblestone streets, you see the Dancing Dragon in front of you. There are a few people kind of walking around, and they kind of look like in shock as you appear out of this tree, and then realize it's the Revengers,
ta-da!
And clap as the Revengers appear.
Like falling on top of each other.
With the ever-changing cast of members.
And as you appear, probably the first thing that you notice, coming from like, kind of where like the center of the North District would be, is this loud kind of cacophony of voices. Calling out.
The festival?
In like a chant.
I hope so. It might be a protest.
Yep. It's going to be some shit. Whatever
no.
It is. The Redlanders don't get breaks.
You do notice that the Harvest Festival is in full swing, so you see pumpkins out in front of doorsteps. You see, like, red and orange and yellow bunting kind of hung between buildings. You see, like, poles with ribbons around them, and it looks very joyous, but this noise, this ruckus, seems to contradict almost every word. Like,
let's take them inside first.
Stay here.
No,
we're gonna take them inside.
Okay, I'll walk in with them into the Dancing Dragon and find Henry.
Okay, as you walk in, the Dancing Dragon is bustling.
Woo!
It is full. It's loud. Part of the bard is in the corner. You can barely hear her playing over the voices of people. There are so many people in here chatting. Henry is kind of rushing back and forth, and as you walk in, he kind of like looks as like he hears the bell above the door jingle. He kind of like looks like, oh god, more people, then he sees it's you, and he like double takes, and he says, "You're back!" as he's like rushing and placing.
How long have we been gone? Because we were there before we went to Draxmar. We did not collect our dues from Colin 14th, so since before then.
Oh,
so it's been almost.
He might have started to think we were dead.
Would it be surprising?
No. We should probably set up a system with him where we message.
It's been a while.
We
did not collect our dues on the 19th, but we did on the 14th. So sometime between the 14th and the 19th, we were here last.
Yeah. So like half a month, like 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. It's been a while.
So.
He says, "You're back."
Yeah.
Henry.
Hello! He kind of sets the cuffs down and runs back over behind the bar and says, come sit.
So I'll bring them all up and I'll say, okay, we have a few new people that will be starting with you.
Oh.
So they don't need to start today, just whenever you have time to, you know, train them, give them the 411
orientation.
Yeah, on what to expect here. And also, we probably will give them a room at least for a few days until we can find them a more permanent place to live.
Sure, of course. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Henry. He'll reach out and shake the hands of each of them.
So they don't have names yet. But they will eventually. And then this is Sin.
Zafon.
Zafon.
That's my name.
Zafon. He is an awesome cook.
Very stylish.
Really cool.
And I suggest that, like, eventually, like I said, when you guys have time, it's obviously very busy, but you should set up an area for him to do his cooking out in the room because it's.
I was actually going to speak to you about that.
Oh yeah.
He kind of gestures out at the packed. There are so many people that people are like standing. Like there's not even rooms for people to sit. He was like, I was going to see how plausible an expansion was.
Yes!
To the building. We might need to create some more room in here.
Let's do it. Yeah. I support this.
I'm not sure exactly what it would entail. I would have to speak to the Carpenters Guild and see what they could do. Run a few price quotes, but...
It's days like these that I feel bad for Henry.
There must be times that he's like, God, I could have been dead. Yeah, I fucking hate the Revengers.
But remember, he said he loved his new...
Anyway. Yeah, no, that'd be great. Whatever you feel.
Let us know what you
are king of this space, and I want you to feel most at home.
I appreciate that very much, Elena. Yes, well, I will look at some quotes. I will speak to some people, talk about an expansion, and I wonder what other features we might add.
We'll have a meeting.
Grill station.
Yeah. We gotta go to Seabirds
section.
But let's plan a meeting. When do you want to have a meeting?
We can always send Henry and talk to him if you have messages of business.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to communicate that in 25 words.
Well, I'm just saying,
only
like,
if you get the rock.
Like, if you wanted to be like, you can use this much money, or just keep checking in, and he'll be like, there's this much to expand, and you'd be like, this is.
Well, look, find out how much it would be to expand, and then when we get back, we'll have a meeting, and we'll talk about other features.
Or when you find out, send to us, and then we can send you back when we're free.
All right. I will work on that.
Cool. Now, we're going to go see what the fuck's happening outside.
Do you know?
I'm afraid I don't know exactly what you're speaking of.
Okay, great.
Today's the first day of the Harvest Festival. Tonight is when things are kicking off. It could be set up for that. I have been too busy here to notice anything going on outside those doors.
That is fair.
I'm going to turn to... What is his name?
Zafon.
Zafon. He's going to get you set up with the room upstairs. You have experience in the food service industry, so if you want to help out, that'd be great. You don't have to.
By all means, allow me to set my things down, and I would be happy to join in. Show me what I must do.
Okay. Henry. 45,
43, and 16. You guys should probably pick out some names. So when you work here, you can say what your name is and not your number. Because it's, I'll have to tell you, it's a little weird anywhere else but bigger house to say your age for your name.
Yeah.
We will work on that.
It is also customary in Iobrius to say goodbye with a hug.
That's not true. But
you don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to hug him.
You don't have to. Libby.
I'll kind of stand awkwardly, like, unsure what to do. You get, like, a side hug, like a pat, like...
If they
like,
were
grab
still
the
slaves
and
not
free,
ow! Ow!
Ow!
Don't
should we get our money for...
Yeah, so, it should be 595 gold total.
595.
Yes.
Collect your earnings... Add it to the party fund, I assume.
Yes.
We pay for one of the diamonds?
Yeah.
We should get insurance. In case it ever burst.
Okay. And what's the plan now?
We're gonna go outside.
Maybe
let's go to
like
the temple.
Shenanigans are happening.
Yeah, at some point today, guys, I'm going to the temple, but I want to make sure the dwarves are getting beat up.
What the hell?
Ooh.
Race tensions are high, Lyle.
Yeah, why would you want the dwarves to get beat up?
I said I don't want them.
I thought he said he wanted them.
Yeah.
We'll have to re-listen to the podcast. I am sorry, audience. Libby is not into that. All
right, let's go, I guess.
All
right. I'm going to try and shove our way. The Revengers coming through.
Well, I was like, Ovid, hold on to me so you don't get lost.
Okay, so you guys make your way through kind of into like the main...
No.
Kind of like a central like square of this district. And you see a familiar face standing kind of like on top of one of the benches surrounded by trees. This is the face that of the man that was outside of the dwarf shop.
Oh,
Lyle,
oh,
you
bitch.
Turned
I'm gonna
away
like
before.
Brief everyone and be like, he's an asshole. Right? He's real racist.
You see
I'm gonna fuck his shit up.
Him standing up there, and there's kind of like a crowd around him standing on the benches. And this place looks like there were workers attempting to set up for the Harvest Festival who had been like, they cannot make progress in their decorations because of this mass that has come here. And so you see people with like holding like trails of bunting behind them, kind of just like staring off to the sides now, like looking away, like they would like to get on with their work but can't because
is
of.
Is he so? He's standing on something.
He's standing on a bench,
and like talking.
Yes, so he's calling out. He's like, there are still dwarves living among us. Even after 3 days ago, they seized Wildguard. They killed countless innocents, and they have taken over one of our great cities. And we still allow their kind to stand among us after all that they have done, slaughtering our innocents.
Hold person.
No, I was
like, oh my god!
Yes!
He failed. He got an 8.
And I was gonna do use the Winds of War and use the Gust cantrip. And if I'm within 10 feet, they have to make a saving throw, and I can push them 5 feet away. So I want to push him off the bench.
Oh,
so
then also, oh, the Gust cantrip. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we should like.
He.
So like move him.
Freezes up, and then the wind hits
him.
He's gonna make the save at disadvantage.
He's like
frozen.
Too bad, I'm making him fall on his butt.
What's the DC?
16.
16? He got a 13, so as he's, like, frozen in place from the whole person, he kind of, like, tumbles backwards like a brick and, like, falls off the edge of the bench and lands in some of the brush.
I would like to walk into the middle of the crowd and just start trying to get people to, like, leave. Like, the people that were listening to him or whatever.
I think a number of them are going to be like, well, what the hell's going on here?
I'm gonna stand up. I'm gonna be like, that's what happens when you're a dick.
The people are gonna hate us.
They don't know I'm a part of the Revengers.
They're gonna hate us.
They're gonna hate me.
How many people are there?
Make an intimidation?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm good at that.
Please say ward number 18
plus 7, so 25?
The crowd quiets down and begins to disperse. The man, I assume the whole person probably wears off, so he kind of like gets up and he kind of looks around and he sees Lyle.
I'm gonna like go up to him and be like, what did I tell you last
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I wanna also get up in his face.
What did I tell you?
I'm still holding him still. He can't move.
How long does it last?
A minute.
Okay.
Has it been a minute?
You have like 30 seconds left.
Well, I'm gonna hold him until it ends.
He's like in the brush as you like approach him.
I told you to leave people alone. I said not to be an asshole to that dwarf, and now you're being a fucking racist again, and I'm done with your shit.
I wanna grab him by the collar and be like, I am warden of this empire, and I will have you in a cell by the end of the night if you don't get the fuck out of here.
Oh my god.
Oh,
my god.
Oh shit.
She is the warden.
And you can use strength if you want for it.
I can use strength?
Yeah, strength or charisma.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably strength because you're grabbing him.
It's just whatever you would choose because a lot of the intimidation.
So instead of plus one, it would be plus three?
Yeah.
This is not good.
19.
19. He, as soon as the whole person wears off, he says, Just get your hands off me. I'll cause no more trouble.
Do you promise? I will tell the king on you. I swear to God.
I won't cause any more trouble. I'm sorry. I just can't let it stand.
You can't let what stand?
They've killed so many innocent people.
The ones who live
okay,
in this city.
I wanna pull out.
Oh my god.
I wanna pull out Scorchlight and hold it up to him and be like, or we can solve this in the streets.
She'll cut you ass to face, I swear to God.
I'm gonna put my hand like on like Elena.
I'm gonna push. I'm gonna
we
push.
We don't want our Avengers to gain a
he's bolting off.
Elena, that
yeah.
was excessive.
Nah, it's fine.
Elena, that was great.
We don't want the Revengers or the Warden
to gain a reputation as people who just go around causing violence to people that they don't know.
I didn't cause violence.
Libby.
I didn't threaten violence.
He was trying to incite violence.
Yeah, that's true.
Regardless.
I just don't think that it would be very good for our political standing if we go around trying to rough up everybody that we don't like.
It's fine.
All me and Abe did was make him fall on his ass.
And I just made him shit his pants. It's fine.
Well,
yeah.
I guess.
Putting a sword to him?
That may have been a little much. Like, I appreciate the dramatic flair.
It's fine.
But
I wasn't actually going to kill him.
He doesn't know that, and neither does anybody around who saw it.
Yeah, how many people are around?
At this point, most people are dispersed from the chaos.
Well, by the end of the day, I guarantee you most of Dornak Firth will probably know the Crown's stance on the dwarf issue now.
Yeah. Not to be a fucking asshole to honest citizens.
Yeah, don't
be a
racist asshole.
I'm pretty sure Lionel
asshole.
Didn't take a stance yet.
Well, guess what? I'm not a warden of the Empire. That was Elena's decision.
Yeah, and
isn't the stance, like, of peace? Like, trying to make peace? And
Lionel has been trying his hardest to avoid open war.
Yeah,
so
this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I agree that it's bullshit. I don't agree with the methods that you chose to tell
well,
him. It
was I'm not saying
that's
that it's
fine.
Not
you
bullshit.
Don't have to agree. I did it anyway.
I'm saying that the Crown has basically said it's now punishable by jail time.
I said it.
Yup.
Nice.
Okay, well, let's run errands while we're here. I'm
keep
gonna
setting up,
the
everything's
temple.
Fine.
I'm gonna make the temple of Libby.
Please
curious
go about your business, people.
We got a harvest festival. Woo! What's a harvest festival? I'm all for it, but
what is
it?
It is.
It's when we celebrate the fact that we kicked this Kangali's ass out of our.
Hey.
The harvest festival is a week long celebration of the harvest. Celebration.
Fuck yeah!
Crops!
No, I'm just gonna head back to the Dancing Dragon and be like, fuck yeah, crops!
I don't know, I'm just here for
a good time.
I'm gonna go with Libby to the temple.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's everyone else plan?
I would like to go see the dwarf and get my armor.
I'll go with Lyle. I don't want to go to the temple.
Wait, wasn't he also looking into getting us an inn with the revolutionary prince of dwarves?
Mm-hmm. So.
He was.
Yeah, I just want to go make
There's
sure
so
he's like
shit
okay.
going on, guys.
I'm gonna follow because
we have to go there to destroy the phylactery.
But like behind him,
I'll like look back at him and be like, "Are you okay?
Nope. Do you want to talk about it? Not right now.
Okay. Maybe later.
Maybe.
Do you want a snack?
No.
I probably have some pocket bacon.
I do not want a snack, nor do I want pocket bacon, but I appreciate the gestures.
Alright,
I'll just reach into my pocket and find some. It's probably been in there.
You didn't replenish this morning?
Well, yeah, if you got
I probably
would have,
but also I probably have.
That part's fresh.
Yeah, I guess
we'll
settle
off
to his little
shop.
Okay.
Where's my pocket bacon?
Yeah.
And then you two are going to the Temple of Anitatus?
Yes.
Yes.
What are you doing there?
So I'm going to go in.
I'm just there to look at it.
I will be right back, Daydream. Feel free to look around. If you have any questions, I'm going to go find the guy.
I just write about what it looks like.
First, I'm going to find the guy who's in charge of. I know the temple was working on helping the workers. So I'm going to find him, ask how that's going. And then also, just really quick, because I don't necessarily want to have a really drawn-out conversation with it. I'm going to ask him if I can use the temple as a place to set up my word of recall.
Oh, you're not just gonna do it. That's what I'm gonna do.
I don't know if I'm allowed to or not. I'm asking. And then also, I'm gonna be like, so just so you know, I know Anitatus preaches peace and healing and, you know, diplomatic relations, all that good stuff. So there may have been some people out there. I don't know what the situation is with the doors lately, but if we could maybe send out some clerics or maybe some people who like live at the temple or study to maybe go out into the city and spread maybe some teachings about like respecting the neighbors and not, you know, in wartime always trying to find peace and chivalry, like maybe keep tensions low.
Yes, of course. These are all fantastic ideas, young lady.
Would you say they're leadership worthy?
I believe I would. I wish that we had you around more often. You bring a fresh perspective to the temple. Our older clerics and priests often have a hard time thinking outside the box in the way that you do.
I do have something that I would say that the crown is not getting.
I wouldn't be surprised if
you were the
crown one day prince. If one day you took over a temple like this of your own. I believe you could.
Hang on, I just need a second.
Oh my god.
Okay. Just keep going. Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Lily.
I had something in my eyes. Yes, yes, Daedra.
Have you cast the spell yet?
Oh, right. Can I do that?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You agree with that.
And I'm just going to tell him, like, I don't know how teleportation works, but, you know, I guess maybe set up some wards or anything in case something tries to follow us someday, but.
Yeah, I mean, there's. You're probably not the only person who would have this set as their ward of recall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Place to return to. So it's very. It's probably pretty common among the more powerful clerics. So by all means, you are allowed to do so.
Cool. Yeah. Daedrin, is there anything? Do you want to go look at it? I mean, I don't know how close we are to it, but do you want to go to the market and look at enchanted armor? Or we might be able to meet up with
armor being made.
That's fair. I'd love, we could meet up with them, probably. I guess, I don't know how long it would take us. The city's huge, but maybe we could go. I like to meet, oh, I always like to see what Sheldon has. And then maybe we could run into Lyle and Adam.
I'm there too.
Oh, you followed us?
No, I'm with them.
I didn't know what you were. I'm sorry. You know, or the drunk.
I don't really care.
It's
too real.
Cool. Let's do that.
How are you doing, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still upset?
About.
Yesterday.
Oh, you mean when all of my companions, you know, assaulted and chained me up practically and also told me that they had omitted information because they thought that I would be upset and act like a child about it.
Livy, I just want you to know, I didn't know shit that was about to happen. It took me by surprise, that's why I called Ave.
Hey, what the fuck?
I appreciate, Daedrin, that you wouldn't humiliate me that way. I'm just going to put my hand on like, your shoulder, like my, you know, like an embrace thing.
Great. But I don't want you to be upset by what I'm saying, but if what they say about Diana is true and that she's been brought back from the dead, it's kind of your duty to destroy her.
Don't be mad, but kill her.
That's kind of your god's thing, right? As a life cleric, you destroy the undead. Necromantic things are an abomination.
All that jazz.
And Libby's gonna like take his hand back and say, if Diana is beyond saving, I will be the one.
I mean, like, you don't have to. If I'm there, I'll totally do it for you because I don't even know who this kid is.
No, like, he's gonna, like, put his hand on, like, his. I guess I don't wear it, but I guess I wear it, but I just am not attuned to it. But, like, I'm gonna put my hand on, like, my mace, like, the light, like, the one that kills undead. And, like, if it comes to that, if I have to drive, like, my own weapon through her heart, I will do it to set her free.
I'm glad to hear that you will not let emotion cloud your judgment.
And then I'll come home. And then I'm just gonna turn around and walk out.
And I will follow him.
So where you guys headed? You mentioned Sheldon's. Are you?
I want to go to Sheldon's, and I know the city's huge, so they might already be done with what they're doing by the time we get there. But it's in the same general vicinity, right? Like the.
Yeah, they're both in the market.
Okay, I want to see like if we run into them or after Sheldon's going to the dwarves.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
Okay. And in this lull, I'll just be like, so Daedrin, you mentioned family is really important earlier.
Yes.
Like, if you know that someone's going through a rough time and they could use, like, help, do you think it's important to let them know they're not alone?
Yes. I have come to regret many things in my raising of Darren. I realize now that I was not the mother I could have been.
Because you lied?
And I was more concerned in raising a warrior rather than a daughter.
Mm.
And I realize that now.
I'm sorry.
So I think if whoever you're speaking of, you think having a relationship with them would help them, I completely support it.
Okay.
Okay, Lyle, Elena, and Ave, you make your way to the armorsmith, the dwarf that you had spoken to before. As you walk in, his shop is empty. There is no one on the streets around it. They seem to be actively avoiding his shop. And as you walk in, he sees your familiar faces and says, "So you've returned! How's it going, friends?"
"We're pretty good. Still alive."
That's all that counts nowadays.
"Yeah. How are you doing? Has anyone given you any trouble?"
"Not any trouble, but they haven't given me any business either."
Lyle's gonna be like quiet for a minute and then he'll go, "Well, do you have any cool arrows?"
"I'm afraid I haven't been able to restock."
"Do you have regular arrows?"
"Yeah, do you have regular arrows?"
"I've got some regular arrows."
"I'll buy some regular
arrows." "Can I just say that I buy like enough that I don't have to buy any for a long time?"
"Yeah."
Yeah, you both can put down like a gold piece.
"Cool."
He'll give you like severely discounted, like
I'll give him like four gold pieces.
"Keep your lights on." "Oh, thank you, Whistle."
I'll give him the one that he asked for.
Because I know that he gave me the like big discount on the armor too, so I'm for
it. Big discount.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was huge. And he says, "So, I've been getting in contact with trying to with my cousin." "I believe if you're willing, Prince Durden agreed to have a meeting. It's possible for him to sneak away and for you to sneak somewhere and meet up with him."
"We'd definitely be interested in that. We have some things to take care of in Seaworth, I know. And then after that, we're going to decide our next move, but we definitely would be interested in that."
"Yeah.
Well,
maybe ask when is best for him."
"Maybe have him set it up on, like, Google Calendar."
"Send us the Google invite."
"I will."
Poor Norrin.
Jesus.
Poor Norrin. Sorry.
What is...
Love you,
Norris. "I'll speak to him and see."
"You can..."
"I'll let him know that you're interested."
"You, if you get any information, contact Henry at the Dancing Dragon. You can trust him."
"Yeah." "All right. I'll
and
do
then
that.
He'll pass it on to us, you know? Like, what's our messages were."
"Sure. Likewise."
"Yeah.
And if anyone gives you any trouble again, go to him and he'll send word along to us.
Will do. Thank you again.
Of course.
For all that you do. I feel safer because of it.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal. Alright, gang, let's roll.
And you guys just head back to... Just head back to the Dancing Dragon, I assume?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, unless anyone else is here.
You make your way to the Expeditious Expedition. walk in and you see Sheldon the Tortle with his half-moon spectacles and his long robe and his long, like, wrinkly neck, kind of like Uwe style. And his staff, and you walk in and he says, it's... so nice to see you again.
Oh, Sheldon.
What brings...
Oh, you were done. No.
You here this time.
Are you getting slow?
Possibly. Every day... a little older, they say.
How old are you, Sheldon?
You can't just ask someone how old they are.
Well, I happen to be almost 354 years old.
Damn.
My birthday is the last day of the year.
Well, these
how far away is that?
Like a month and a over, almost 2 months.
Gonna remember that. All right, Sheldon, what have you got?
Do you have any magic arrows?
I don't have any arrows?
Does no one have arrows in this city?
We just bought a bunch of arrows.
Oh, magic arrows.
But I have recently come in to a quiver and this quiver can hold many things that would not normally fit in a quiver of its size.
Like, it holds a ton of quivers more than it should be. I mean, a ton of arrows more than it should do.
Exactly.
How much?
Javelins. And some say you can even fit a whole bow in this quiver.
How much?
To purchase this item.
You're like, I heard the tar. Also, David's
somewhere
like,
Lyle's dick is hard, he doesn't know why again.
It like, will come out to 350 gold.
I'll take it.
Oh.
Allow me to fetch it for you. And he will...
If Lyle wants it, he has to give me money.
He will begin, like, a 10-minute trek around the corner and into the back of his store. And as he disappears around the back, Libby, you notice... a...
Why are you tempting me?
You notice
this stage and keep an eye
a
on
vial.
Yeah,
it seems to be kind of a reddish pink, like crystalline material, and it is forming. The bottle is like the shape of a heart. With like a
God.
Cork.
Jake,
in
you
it.
Have to buy it. You have to buy it. Don't you fucking dare steal it, or David's gonna stab you. But buy it.
I'm gonna, like, reach over. Sheldon? What's this vial you have? It's kind of pink. Can I touch it? Like, is it like?
It's in a glass case.
Okay, I'm just gonna like get really close to it.
Fuck.
Is it the pink vial in the shape of a diamond, or perhaps the one in the shape of an arrow?
It's the one in the shape of a heart. Oh, I love your shells and
milk. I love when Daedrin's suddenly not chill.
It's a heart.
The pink vial in the shape of a heart is known as a filter of love.
Oh,
it's a very powerful potion, and it is one that should not be trifled with.
I'll take it.
How much is it, Sheldon?
It will run you 475 gold pieces.
Slam! Open it.
I will return. Should I retrieve it for you before...
Did you say 450?
475.
475.
Should I retrieve it before or after I retrieve
after.
The quiver?
After, please. After. Oh my god. My Bihari.
About 10 minutes goes by before he returns with a quiver. And this quiver is... green with gold filigree coming off of it, very ornate. Looks definitely elven by make. And this is the Quiver of Elona.
Quiver of...
E-H.
Okay, I see it.
It takes him another 2 minutes to find, like, he pulls out this ring of keys and pulls, like, each key, like, individually.
Oh my
God. And it takes him, like, 2 or 3 minutes to find, like, the correct key. And then he puts it in and unlocks and pulls out a heart-shaped vial, places it in your hand. This is a filter of love, Libby. P-H-I-L-T-E-R.
I thought you were going to give, like, the pH level, and I was like, that exists in this world?
I'm just going to let you know now, if you give it to someone, they have to look at something that they're attracted to, or it won't work. So if Lyle looked at one of us women, it wouldn't work.
It does specify.
It says, yeah, so if the creature is... so the next time you see a creature within 10 minutes after drinking this filter, you become charmed by that creature for 1 hour. If the creature is of a species or gender you normally are attracted to, you regard it as your true love.
Yeah, so you if it's someone that you're not necessarily attracted to, you'll become charmed. The creature will become charmed by that person. so they'll be under the charmed effect. But if it is someone of... like a gender or of like a physicality that they are attracted to... then they'll regard them as their true.
So if you want to use a Lyle, you have to make sure.
I'm just saying, when Libby gets it in his hands, picture anime style, like darkness. You can't see his face. And just.
Is that permanent?
No, it lasts.
No, it's an hour.
On Critical Role, it happens to Scanlan.
And it's Percy, right?
Yeah, he falls in love with Percy for an hour.
As you guys are like about ready to leave, he says, I also have...
Oh my god.
Yes.
And he holds up like these like pan pipes. Pipes of haunting.
What do they do?
They create a noise that is quite frightening to those who hear it played.
Well, we don't have any people who play instruments, so I think we're good.
I see.
How much are they?
430 gold.
Libby, we don't need them. There's no bards or anything like that in our group.
Ha ha!
potion.
But I don't need to. I just need to learn how to become proficient. If I practice enough, I can play it.
Maybe practice enough, and then come back and get it.
All right, Sheldon. You hold on to this for me. I'm coming back for it.
I will do that.
Thank you, Sheldon. And I leave. I leave. I don't wait for him to say bye.
Like holding the potion as it leaves, like, wow.
Oh,
as you're like him closing the door behind you, he says, I also have. And the door closes before
Sheldon.
He can see what else
he's
he has.
To get someone who'll talk for him. It's fucking annoying.
Okay, so we all meet back up at the Dancing Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And then we're...
I am having a crisis right now. Because I'm like, do I let Lyle be punished for what he did? Or do I interfere? And so that's just what she's thinking of. She's like, thinking about maybe calling Bahari for advice. Because she's
wearing, hey, bitch.
No, like a commune.
What about bitch?
But... She doesn't know.
I need
so
some
she's
advice.
Follow
problem.
Probably at about like 2 or 3 o'clock, you all meet up back at the Dancing Dragon.
Oh, before we go in, I'm like, Libby, better keep that hidden from everyone, or else shit's gonna go down.
Usually this
yeah, the kid's gonna go
usually
down,
this
right?
time is not super busy. But again, the Dancing Dragon just slammed. It seems people are pre-gaming for the festival.
Yeah.
That's why it's been so busy in here. So again, it is just loud, raucous tavern.
Hey, Lyle.
Yeah?
You want to see something I bought at Sheldon's?
Yes.
I pull out the quiver. It has the ability to hold a lot of stuff other than arrows. You can even put a bow in here.
How much was it?
How much was it?
Unfortunately, it was a little expensive. She spent like...
350?
I think so.
400?
Like, no, it was like 350 gold pieces.
Okay. Can I have it? I'll buy it from you.
Dayton,
okay.
I think you're remembering wrong. He charged you like 400.
I said it was solid.
No, it was 350, I'm pretty sure.
I like take it and like look at it and then I give Dayton a hug.
You don't have to pay me.
What?
I just joshing with you.
I have to give you something.
Just keep in mind that I gave this to you.
I don't want your money.
I
will. I want you to be indebted to me. I
no.
will shoot anything that comes at you.
I want your forgiveness.
Basically, if when Nikki gets super pissed about this and finds out I knew, I'm gonna be like, "Hey, I bought you that quiver."
Quiver of Alona?
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's
really loud.
That's what we're looking for.
I don't even think it needs attunement.
Nope.
Are we heading straight to Seaward?
If everyone's ready.
I'm all good.
I'm gonna go talk to Henry and give him some, like, not instructions, but just make sure he knows that if he has any problems, he can contact us. And
of course.
Can we? Sure. He can send us a letter.
Okay.
Send a raven.
Yeah. I'm going to also go up to Henry and just kind of explain the situation before.
I see. So, kind of... leads you back into like his room around like out of the way.
I'm gonna go too.
I'm also following.
So the three of you follow Henry into his room and he says, so the Prince of Orm is going to meet you.
Yes, at some point. And
does King Lyle?
Not yet.
We're going to Seaward.
Okay.
Oh,
he was doing his best to avoid open war, but now I feel it is inevitable. The dwarves recently seized Wildgar. They attacked and
That place was like infested with vampires, right?
It was.
So it's
it was infested with werewolves. But he says they killed Baron Lucius.
Oh. He was at the coronation party.
Oh. He was the werewolf that
helped come to power.
Oh, fuck.
They killed Baron Lucius.
He was a noble man.
That he was. And they took over. The Silvermane Alliance did all they could to stop them. I think this is the first that anyone outside of Wildgard learned of the fact that they were werewolves. But it was no help. The dwarves naturally make silver into most of their weapons. We're able to easily cut down and take over. Many innocents were slaughtered. It seems King Daelin is intent on marching forward, moving ever northward.
Well, we're going to meet with his son and see what we can do to prevent this from escalating even more.
Supposedly Durin has a more calm head than his father. Hopefully he will be able to aid you in some way.
Just let us know when word comes.
I'll keep an ear out.
Thank you.
I'll contact you post haste.
Alright, let's head out. Go back out to the restaurant.
Oh, I want to say bye.
What you could probably do if you wanted to contact us faster is find Nemo and have him send us a message.
I think Nemo's in the sewer.
He'll
probably
come
back eventually.
He's back? Okay. Good.
Yeah. Nemo doesn't actually
work for the crown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He just.
And Cart.
Yeah.
Cart the Bard would have the ability to
dissipate.
Cart the Bard would have the ability to dissipate.
Oh, do they? I thought Bard's
true. It's a cantrip.
No.
Isn't it?
That's message, not sending.
I'm sure they have
something. I'm sure bards don't have the ability to send.
That's alright. He can find someone.
Well, now I want to know.
Worst case scenario, if you go to the Temple of Anitatis, a cleric can definitely send us.
I think they do have message. I think one of the
bosses. Well, they have message, but.
Not sending.
What level spell is sending?
Third.
They have it.
They do?
Bards are so versatile, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so card the bard can do it.
Cool.
I want to say bye to 16.
Okay. He and his family are getting settled in their room. Kind of recuperating, so you go up and knock on the door and they open up. 16 opens the door and sees you. Hello, Libby.
Jeez, you look almost as bad as like, because I'm saying surprise, that's what I mean. But like, wow, you look almost as shocked as when you came back from the dead.
Yes. It's still new for us to receive so much attention from people with as much status as your friends and yourself.
Have you thought of a name? Or are you thinking of any names?
We've been contemplating, but we don't know many outside of draconic names. Those seem to be hard for people around here to pronounce, so we don't know many names from these parts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure whatever names you're going to take would be amazing. Oh, yeah! I'm not going to name them after myself.
Yeah.
Dimitri 1, oh. Dimitri 2, Dimitri 3.
Again?
16. So,
then it's not weird.
Yeah, it's not. So, yeah.
It's going to be weird soon.
It's always
weird.
Libby is just going to be like, well, good luck picking out names, and then he's just gonna get like really red in the face and then be like, bye, and leave.
Smooth eyes always.
Okay, so you guys regroup in the tavern. What is your plan?
Teleport to Seaward.
Where in Seaward do we know?
Just by the way, the castle,
yeah.
I believe that Lionel's made that his base there.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, so everyone gathers hands.
I mean, if you don't take my hand, I'm gonna scream.
Sorry, I was trying to change the Sword Coast soundscape, but I'll hold hands instead. You all gather hands, the shadows swirl around you, and you feel that port key pull in your guts, and you exit in a light of shadow.
It's probably my favorite. We need to get a video of us doing it to post like the socials.
And you appear with kind of this flash of smoke kind of like swirling and dispersing in Seaworth, out front of Seaworth Manor. So, what you see here in Seaworth, it looks like things have improved.
There's not dead bodies
there. There are no dead bodies. The blood has been, there is no like stains left on the cobblestone anymore. There are spaces you can see maybe in between the cracks, a faint like red tint as like an echo of a reminder. But for the most part, things have been cleaned up. The crumbling buildings, like the debris has mostly been cleared away. And you can see like scaffolding being built in place of like preparations for repairs. Some of them have already moved along in the reparation process. But for the most part, things are looking good. And you see Harvest Festival decorations. Very minimal, not near as many as there were in Dornak Birth, but you do see an attempt at decorating for the Harvest Festival.
I immediately sent a message to Lionel and said, we're here in Seaworth, where are you?
Where are you at?
Are his words
I'm in my office.
Here.
Feel free to come in. I'm working on some paperwork, but I will of course make time to speak to you.
I couldn't hear the first part, but he is there.
He's in his study.
Oh, he's in the study.
Okay. Come on,
I ran after Ave when she walked in, and when she was walking, I just asked her, like, so are you going to talk to Lorelai now that we're here? I bet you missed her.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Lionel.
Mm-hmm. Lionel's in his office. We're going to go talk to him.
Okay.
Well, I went in looking for Lionel. So if you say he's in his office, then I'm going to go to his office.
Elena leads the way.
Yeah.
Elena's got big news to tell him.
Just bust the door in, just kick in.
Hey, bitch.
What's up?
Been fucking back.
And with that, we'll go ahead and end this episode.
Oh, God damn it.
We don't get to know the news.
Can you just extend it for a few more minutes so we can find out the news, please?
No.
God damn it.
Gotta wait a week.
Shit.
Yeah, so with that, we will bring episode 31 to a close.
Alright.
Next episode, Jake. Next episode.
Next episode is also going to be wild.
Next episode.
You see your brother.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we were talking about. Was
oh, I don't. I'm not thinking about that because I want my reaction to be very genuine and everything happens. So I'm just going to ignore it.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah,
we appreciate it all the time. Thank you very much.
Bye.
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 I cannot believe.